Amy Haddon still has the poems she'll probably never publish, the ones she wrote as a child. And for her, that is part of the story.
I would say that I've always been interested in creative writing and particularly poetry. I have some very bad poems that I still save from when I was in grade school. I liked the sound of poetry and the rhythm that it has. That's different from prose, though I love reading prose too.
For most of her working life, poetry was something Haddon did on the side. Her real career was in medicine, decades as a nurse and then as a faculty member at Creighton, teaching healthcare ethics. But the two were never as separate as they looked.
I am a nurse by background. I have a long career at Creighton in Omaha as a faculty member in most of the health sciences, which is the area that looks at, you know, the moral issues in healthcare. I found that I turned to creative writing given the experiences that I had as a nurse that were troubling to me or confounding.
When she got close to retirement, she did something most people don't do in their 60s. She enrolled in an MFA program, sitting in workshops alongside students young enough to be her grandchildren. But it turned out to be worth every moment.
When I was there, my advisor was Ada Limon, who went on to be the Poet Laureate of the United States. So aren't I lucky to have run into her and to have her guidance?
The MFA is also where she found her second act. 3 years ago, she became editor and publisher of Exophidia Press, a small independent poetry publisher that runs a national contest and puts out one winning collection a year. It is the kind of press most cities never get. This year's winner is a poet named Colleen Morton Bush, and the story behind her book hit close to home for Haddon.
The title Smolder has to do with fire, the fires that we see in the natural world, but also her husband was diagnosed with smoldering multiple myeloma. That's the medical term that they use for myeloma that just kind of is there, but can flare up at unexpected times. Treatment can go on and off for years. And so that metaphor of smolder encompasses a lot of the different parts of her life where this can happen unexpectedly.
Colleen will bring that book, Smolder, to Four Stops across Nebraska in early August. Bookstores in Seward, Lincoln, and Omaha. A gallery reading paired with an art exhibition and a writing workshop at Lawrence Gardens. The whole week comes down to one piece of advice for anyone nervous about showing up.
I just would always encourage people not to be afraid of poetry. It's one of those genres that makes people feel a little frightened about what they're going to have to struggle with. And I can say very firmly that Colleen's work is very accessible and will speak to people in ways that they may be surprised about. So don't be afraid of poetry. Come and listen. See what you think.
The readings begin on August 4th. More information about the readings and complete schedule is available at exophidiapress.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.